Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio here with Harper Kalman, an outside hitter for the Pella volleyball team, ranked second in Class 4A, following a sweep of Oskaloosa. Harper, first of all, this team had a little bit of a bump in the road last week at the Valley Tournament. You come back this weekend a lot stronger, back at 100% health, and tonight a big win over Oskaloosa. What's it like to see this group finally back together again and to really start to pick up some steam here in the middle of the season?
Yeah, it's so fun, obviously. We've had some really tough competition, but with everyone healthy, it's just really fun to come together, work hard at practice after we play some pretty tough competition, and just be able to kind of put it all together tonight.
Well, and you got to see that tough competition, and then last week you had a bye. What did that full week of practice look like, and what were the things you were really working to sharpen with that extra time?
Yeah, I think with our tough teams, we really wanted to focus on our side of the net. So during practice, we were just all really there to focus on one thing better, whether that was our getting our block up or off block, our defense, whatever it was. We just really honed in on one thing per person to really so we could all individually get better to all put it together and come together as a team.
Well, and that bye came after playing a lot of games and playing a lot of matches. How important was it just for a rest take, especially for Brooke and Ella, who've been a little bit nicked up? How important was it just to have a little bit of a break from competition and then to be able to reload this past Saturday at the Southeast Polk Tournament?
Yeah, it's very good. Obviously, we're not always going to maybe all feel our best, but I think that this week allowed us to definitely allow our bodies to recover and, just put it all together, like I said. We're not always going to have 100% health, so we just have to figure out when we do have those people out to really be able to have other people come in and take their place and help the team.
Well, and right now, obviously getting back in conference competition, it was a loud environment here tonight. We were down another player. What was the mentality going into tonight, knowing this gym is always loud, and how were you able to succeed and ultimately pull away at the end?
Yeah, coming in, we knew this game would be kind of a tough one. Obviously, we just wanted to focus on our side of the net still, no matter who we're playing. That's always our biggest thing. It's a loud gym, like you said, so we just wanted to really focus on us as a team and not everything going on around us.
We're here with Harper Kalman, outside hitter for the Pella volleyball team, ranked second in Class 4A, following a win over Oskaloosa here on Tuesday. For you, a varsity newcomer this year, especially at last year with so many juniors and seniors and having to fill some pretty big shoes, how has that gone for you so far, and what's it been like kind of creating your own role here on the team?
It's been so fun. Just getting to play with the girls, they're all super welcoming and all super encouraging, so I think that coming in, there can be a lot of nerves, but I think that they've done a really good job of just like reminding me that, and also with like we have some younger girls playing, so just reminding them that like we're there for a reason and just to keep giving it our best.
Well, and how helpful has it been knowing that it wasn't like a completely new team, right? Obviously, Sheck and Brooke and some of these girls have played for 3 or 4 years. How did that help you, and how have they been helpful to you, especially early on in the season, helping you find your role and when you either have a bad point picking you up or encouraging you when you have a good point?
Yeah, obviously I've looked up to them for a while, so it's really fun to get to play with them. But they're just really encouraging people, and they kind of know like what we might feel like getting our first time getting to play on varsity. They might know what that feels like, so they've just been really encouraging in that way.
Well, and this team has very high expectations of itself, and obviously a little bit of the bump in the road, as I mentioned, at Valley, in part because of injuries, but when you've been healthy, you have played really well, especially against 4A competition. How are you keeping, though, yourself focused on the now and improving every day, knowing that the end goal is to be back where you were last year?
Obviously, we want to experience that again, so I think that we go into practice every time thinking we're going to give 100%, no matter what that's going to look like, so we're just going to always work on us. Obviously, there's going to be times where we're going to get stuck, but just really focusing on practice and just getting better every day.
Well, in a very quick turnaround this week, Thursday, back at a new tournament for you girls at Des Moines Christian. What do you do with one practice in between, and how are you looking forward to getting ready for Thursday and trying to sweep that tournament and build some momentum?
Obviously, we're going to come in tomorrow just ready to work, even though we do have a pretty busy schedule this week. We're just going to come in ready to go play some more games. I think we are going to continue. Obviously, we're going to be sore and tired and stuff, but we just have to continue to fight through it.
Harper Kalman, thank you so much. Congratulations on a great win.
Thank you.